Jesus tells us this in John chapter 10, verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Are you a follower of Jesus Christ? Are you always a follower of Jesus, or when times are tough, do you turn your head and your heart away from him only to be overtaken by the earthly? Jesus warns us against this path in Luke chapter 17, verse 23. And they will say to you, look here, or look there. Do not go after them or follow them. Jesus expects and deserves to be first. Since all comes from and through him, why should he be anything else but first? Jesus declares this in Matthew chapter 10, verses 37 through 39. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Now, does that sound harsh and maybe even heartless to you? But let's read his words again. Listen a little more carefully. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Does Jesus call on us to reject or abandon our parents or children for him? No, of course not. Jesus does call on us to turn away from our earthly life in order to live a full spiritual life through him. Jesus gives us another example of the earthly versus the spiritual through what he tells Peter in John chapter 13, verse 35. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going? And Jesus answered him, where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow me afterward. Jesus not only repeats this truth, but expands on it for our inspiration and direction. This is in John chapter 12, verses 25 and 26. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. Think of following Jesus as entering into a contract. You've just heard, and you can study even further, how the contract calls on us to give our full devotion to Jesus, while Jesus promises us an eternity in his love. It's not a contract that burdens us. It's a contract that brings us closer to him. Sounds good to me. How about you? There's no ambiguity in the word of Jesus. There's no need for a court to make any kind of interpretation. In fact, as we read the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we come to realize what Jesus' favorite word is. Assuredly. Here are just a few of the many examples. Jesus states this in Mark chapter 9, verse 41, for whoever gives you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ, assuredly I say to you, he will by no means lose his rewards. We have these words from Jesus in Luke chapter 18, verse 17. Assuredly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. One more. After a woman uses expensive oil to anoint Jesus as a showing of devotion to him, Jesus says this in Matthew chapter 26, verse 13. Assuredly I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her. And when we sign any contract, we do it with the expectation that as we give, we are going to receive. And this is abundantly true with our devotion to and faith in Jesus. When we place and keep him first in all things, his promise to us is going to come to us. This promise is found in John chapter 14, verses 1 through 4. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way, you know. Now, this isn't to say that you don't have options, because you do. You can reject all that Jesus promises in exchange for being first in your life. Father God has given you the free will to do just that. You can sign a completely different agreement on a second line under a line that's already been signed by Satan.